Hi everyone, it's Friday afternoon, just gone 4 o'clock, so I'm taking a break from emails. I received a response to my last boo, which was a review of Long Walk to Freedom, Nelson Mandela's autobiography. And the response came from at Bobby Noodles, who you can find on Twitter. At Bobby Noodles had sent me a tweet saying that Nelson Mandela was Paul McGrath's father, Paul McGrath being the Irish midfield footballer of the late 1980s, early 1990s. So I sent a response to Robert questioning the accuracy of this statement. Now, Robert couldn't get the story into a tweet, 140 characters, so he sent me an email. So via the medium of Twitter, email and boo, then this should go back onto Twitter. So Robert's story goes like this. Apparently Roddy Doyle, the Dublin-born author of The Commitments, The Snapper and The Van, was on Wogan around late 1990. He was asked what influenced him when he was writing The Van, and he said the North Dublin humour, and he cited the return of the Irish football team from the World Cup tournament where they reached the quarter-finals. Apparently around 1 million people lined the streets from the airport through the city all the way to Phoenix Park. The football team's return happened to coincide with Mandela's state visit. When his plane landed first, he thought that the amassed throngs waiting to greet the Irish football team were crowds for him. So the story goes that when his procession, his carcade, reached O'Connell Street, the crowd burst into a rendition of the football chant, "Ooh ah, Paul McGrath's da, ooh ah, Paul McGrath's da." And again, I don't know if it was true or if it's just at Bobby Noodles cheering us all up on a Friday afternoon, but it definitely made me smile, and I hope it does you.